Rav Metzia, Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud. Matzah Berefus, if he finds it like a cattle shed, which is a area that was not locked, but wasn't totally fully open from all sides where the animal was going to for sure run away. Ein Chayv Ba. So you're not responsible. It's not lost yet. B'Shus HaRabim Chayv Ba. But if it's in Shus HaRabim, then you are Chayv. And this is Dafka. The Ravid says if there's a lot of people there, or the Rosh says if you're afraid that you're going to have people that aren't the finest mention steal it, which there are plenty of those, since that's possibly the case, you have to return it. But if it's in an area that there aren't a lot of people and you're not really concerned that the animal's running away and you're not so concerned that people are going to steal it, then it could be the halacha is different. It seems, according to the Rishonim, that it is. Vimhaisa beis hakfaros, and if it's in a beis hakfaros, in a cemetery, and the Rav says we're dealing with a kohen, the Rambam says it could be a nazir as well. Lo yitamela, even though hashavas aved is a mitzvah, and going into the beis hakfaros for a kohen or nazir is a los aseh, and you would think aseh docha los aseh, it's not really true, because going into the beis hakfaros is not just a los aseh, it's an iser aseh as well. It's an aseh and a los aseh. So for example, by a kohen, the Torah says kedoshim yiyu, by a kohen. And it's not just an aseh that's not docha los aseh naseh. Even an aseh and a los aseh, it's two on two, that also doesn't work. Because Hashavas Aveda is lo sucha lehisalim. So there's an iser as well by Hashavas Aveda. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, an aseh and a los aseh, but even an aseh and a los aseh is not docha another aseh and a los aseh. So once something has an iser aseh and a los aseh, it can't be docha it. Im omer lo aviv hitama, o sh'omer lo al tachzir, lo yishmalo. If your father tells you, a kohen, let's say, to go and be mitama and go into a beis hakfaros, let's say, to do Hashavas Aveda, o sh'amar lo al tachzir, or he tells you not to do Hashavas Aveda, even when it's not in a beis hakfaros, he just says, don't do it. Lo yishmalo. You don't listen to him. Anytime your father or mother tells you to do an iser or not to do a mitzvah, you don't listen to them, because the Torah says at the end, by kavod avicha, ani Hashem. As Menucha Yosef says, I am the master of both you and your father, so you have to listen to me. Mishnah continues, and now we deal with a totally different inyan. Prika and te'ina. This is unloading and loading an animal. That's not yours, your friend's animal. Parak vitan. If you unloaded and loaded your friend's animal and did it again, afilu arba v'chamisha pamim, you did it many times, four or five times, many times, chayiv. You still have to do it again. Shenemar azov tazov. Just like by Hashavas Aveda, I guess that's the similarity. Same thing here. If your friend needs help with his animal, whether it's to unload it or to load it, you have to keep helping him. Halach v'yashav lo, v'amar ho v'alecha mitzvah, imritzoincha lifroik proik. But if the guy that owns the animal goes and sits down, he says, you know what, since you have a mitzvah to do it, if you want to do it, you want to unload the animal, go do it. Potter. You're potter from doing it. Shenemar imo, because the Torah says with him. However, im hayezakin uchola chai, but if he's a zakin or uchola, then you're chayv to do it, because he can't do it at all. Mitzvah min haTorah lifroik, aval olitan. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to unload the animal. When we say mitzvah min haTorah means, the Rav says, to do it without getting paid. Aval olitan. But there's no mitzvah to load the animal. There is a mitzvah to load the animal, but you get paid for loading the animal. Rabbi Shimon oimer af litan. Rabbi Shimon says, even to load the animal, there's a mitzvah, and you do it without getting paid. Rabbi Yosef Glili oimer im haya olav yosser al maso, ein zakuk lo. Rabbi Yosef Glili says that if the weight was so overbearing to the animal, the owner was over the top with what he was putting on the animal, ein zakuk lo. You don't have to help the animal here. Shenemar tachas maso. Maso shiyachol amad bo. It has to be a burden that the animal can stand on, but if it's a burden that it just can't, you don't have to help. Ay, tzar balechayim. And the Ritva explains, because according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, tzar balechayim is not a mitzvah in a Torah. The Rabbani is not allowed to cause, though, an animal tzar. But there's a difference, though, between causing tzar and relieving tzar. If tzar is already being caused, the Rabbani were not mechayiv one to relieve it. And therefore, in this case, where the owner was being crazy and overloaded the animal, you're not mechayiv to help him out and unload it. The Rav says, though, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosef Glili.